This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. My first guest this week has a new book out about the Bald Dabbers. We're not talking about the entertainment show in Branson. Dr. Matthew Hernando is an instructor of history and government at Ozark Technical Community College in Hollister, Missouri. University of Missouri Press recently published his book, Faces Like Devils, The Bald Knobber Vigilantes in the Ozarks. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
When we talk about the Bald Knobbers, the first thing that many people might think is, oh, that entertainment show in the Ozarks.
Indeed.
The scholar of Missouri history would know that there is much more to it.
Absolutely.
Matthew, who were the Bald Knobbers? And I'm talking about the 19th century incarnation, not the 21st century incarnation.
Well, the Bald Knobbers were a vigilante group numbering in the hundreds who were very prevalent in three southwest Missouri counties, Christian, Douglas, and Taney counties. They're actually founded in Taney County. They were very active over about a four-year period. From about 1885 to 1889 in those counties, and they got a lot of press. They caused a lot of turmoil and consternation, but they were a vigilante group. And as with all vigilante groups, they took the law into their own hands to enforce their own version of law and order and or social mores or proper morality upon their neighbor. And as is typically the case with vigilante groups, they didn't really have any official legal sanction for doing so.
One of the things that the book highlights is the way that the Bald Knobbers worked with and almost complementary sometimes to existing local law enforcement, because some of the members of the Bald Knobber groups were also government officials.
Correct. That is mainly the case in Taney County. Now, the Bald Knobbers were founded in Taney County first, before eventually spreading northward into Christian and Douglas counties. One of the distinctions that I tried to highlight in the book is that when you talk about the Bald Knobbers of the 1880s, you're mainly talking about two different groups. The original Vigilance Committee, founded in Taney County in late 1884 to early 1885, and then the subsequent iteration or version of the Bald Knobbers that spread into Christian and Douglas counties in the following years. The original Vigilance Committee, the original Bald Knobber organization that was founded in Taney County, was a group composed mainly of middle to upper class men. They tended to be a bit older, more socially prominent. They did, in fact, have many businessmen, attorneys, wealthy landowners, and office holders in their ranks. So even though they're a vigilante organization, so they are, in some sense, operating outside the law, they're also operating with the tacit approval or allowance of the legitimately constituted authorities. And that was often the case with vigilante organizations in the mid to late 19th century. They would operate not with any official legal sanction or approval by the legitimate law enforcement authorities, but they'd operate with the tacit approval or allowance of the local legal and political establishment. So in the case of the Taney County Bald Knobbers, for example, we know that four different sheriffs, four consecutive sheriffs in Taney County, were in fact members of the Bald Knobber organization, as in fact were members of the county court, county treasurer, and county prosecutor at one point, and a number of other key office holders. So when you have the local authorities on your side, as it were, you're really immune to any type of prosecution or any type of direct action from the legal establishment against you as a result of your vigilante activity. Now, in Christian and Douglas counties, that was not the case. There, the membership of the Bald Knobbers tended to be from more modest backgrounds, poorer, less socially prominent, very few, if any, office holders in their ranks. And as a result, they're not as protected, which leads me to one of the other key distinctions between the groups, and that is your Christian Douglas County, particularly your Christian County, Bald Knobbers wore masks to conceal their identity, which the Taney County Bald Knobbers did not need to do. And in Christian County, the masks that they wore were often these very elaborate, decorative masks. I have a description of them in the book. They were usually made of black cambric or calico material, often with elaborate stitching around the mouth and eye holes to give them sort of a buttonhole appearance. And at the top of the mask, at the crown, there would be these horns protruding, made of cloth material and reinforced with plugs of wood or cork to hold them upright. This was intended to give them, in the words of one journalist who wrote about them at the time, "the forms like men but faces like devils," which, by the way, is where I get the title of the book.
And on the jacket of the book, that jacket is sporting a picture, courtesy of the State Historical Society of Missouri,
correct,
of a man wearing one of those more ornate Bald Knobber masks. And I've got to say, since I got the book a few weeks ago, it freaks me out every time I see it. I have to flip it over.
Yeah, it freaked me out for a while, too.
Because the man in the picture has a piercing gaze. You can see very little of his face behind his horned mask, but his eyes are clearly looking not just at you, but through you.
Now imagine if you are a miscreant, maybe a local criminal or ne'er-do-well, living in, say, Ozark or Chadwick or somewhere else in Christian County, and in the dead of night, a group of 15 or 20 men wearing masks like those come and surround your house and call you out and tell you that you have X number of days to leave or else something very bad may happen to you. I don't know about you, but I can imagine that I would leave post-haste as soon as I possibly could, and many people did. That was a practice called warning out, which was a common method that the Bald Knobbers had of convincing people who they thought were members of local criminal elements or whose lifestyle and behavior they simply disapproved of, convincing them to leave. For those people who didn't leave simply because they were warned out, they had more persuasive methods, including beating or whipping with hickory switches, and so on.
What was the motivation behind these two groups? Why were they... What was going on in the broader culture that so motivated them to get organized and form vigilante bands to exert justice?
With the Bald Knobbers, you have to make a distinction between the two different types of Bald Knobbers, the ones in Taney County and then the ones in Christian and Douglas County, which, as I emphasize in the book repeatedly, really are two different organizations going by the same name, which is one of the confusing aspects of this story. In Taney County, they appear to be motivated by a number of different concerns. Part of it is political. Most of your Taney County Bald Knobbers, not all of them, but most of them, are Republicans. And at the outset of the Bald Knobber story, or episode, if you will, they wanted to drive out of office a clique of Democratic office holders who had held power in Taney County and controlled the local government since about the mid-1870s. In addition to that, they also want to crack down on what they perceive to be an epidemic of lawlessness and particularly violent crime, the perception that Taney County was ridden with lawlessness and violent crime was fed by a number of high-profile violent crimes that did occur in the early 1880s leading up to the Bald Knobber episode. I talk about some of them in the book. The murder of James Everett, for example, the murder of Amos Ring, the attempted murder of John T. Dickinson and his wife, and a number of other high-profile crimes, which aren't punished, or at least not punished to the satisfaction of the legitimate law enforcement authority. As the Bald Knobbers in Taney County are wealthier, more socially prominent men, many of them have moved recently to the area, bringing with them their capital, and they are afraid that this appearance of lawlessness and violence in their community is going to keep back immigration and investment. So there's an economic motive as well. You know, they want to protect themselves, they want to protect their property, but they also don't want to see the economic future of their community jeopardized. They want to create this vigilance committee as a way of creating a more safe, more stable, more law-abiding environment, which can foster economic development and immigration and so on, which they want to see happen. The Christian Douglas County Bald Knobbers, particularly your Christian County Bald Knobbers, are more interested in what I call in the book moral regulation. And a lot of vigilance committees during this period, we're doing this sort of thing. Moral regulation basically means attempting to use vigilante tactics to enforce your version of morality or proper behavior on your neighbors. So they went after people whose lifestyles did not conform with what the Bald Knobbers thought they should be.
You mentioned in the book people who were polygamists, or people who were lazy and didn't take care of their families, often were on the receiving end of the intimidation from the Bald Knobbers.
Exactly. Or people who beat their wives or neglected their children, etc. There's one fellow that they beat a couple of different times, a guy by the name of Green Walker, who was notorious as a local polygamist, which basically meant that he lived openly with more than one woman. Another man named E.P. Helms, who was a homesteader in the area, who was notorious for keeping lewd women in his home, as they put it. They're using vigilante tactics to crack down on people who are degrading the moral fiber of their community.
That's the voice of Dr. Matthew Hernando. He is an instructor of history and government at Ozark Technical Community College. That's in Hollister, Missouri. He recently published Faces Like Devils, The Bald Knobber Vigilantes in the Ozarks. You can get tickets to see Branson's famous Bald Knobbers at baldknobbers.com. You can get a copy of Hernando's new book, Faces Like Devils, at your local bookstore, or you can order it online from the University of Missouri Press at upress.missouri.edu. Matthew, thanks for making the time to visit today.
Thank you.
Thank you.